The Minnesota School of the Air presents Old Tales and New, a program for the primary grades. These broadcasts come to you by tape transcription at 11 o'clock each Monday morning and at 2:15 each Thursday afternoon throughout the school year. Today we have another animal story for you, a story about the horse who loved music.
I'm an army officer. My name is Colonel Johnson. I'm the officer in charge here at the fort. Now, it isn't a very big fort, and, well, things are pretty quiet. If things hadn't been quiet around here, I never would have heard of Major Dan. You see, I love horses. It's a kind of hobby of mine, horses. Now, we have horses here at the fort, and one day last week, after a parade, we had a new horse. Now, a new horse doesn't usually cause so much confusion, but I had hardly sat down at my desk after the parade when the corporal came in and...
May I speak with you, sir?
Why, of course, corporal. Come in. Well, that was a good parade, wasn't it? You know, I like these parades where there are floats and high school bands. Why, what's the matter, man? You're as white as a sheet.
Sir, I'm in charge of the horses down at the stable.
Oh, I know. I've seen you there.
Well, sir... Just now, we've been getting all the horses back in the stables from the parade.
Yes?
Well, sir, there's an extra horse.
An extra horse? But how, Corporal, how could there be an extra horse? Perhaps you counted wrong, or perhaps...
Perhaps, sir, but there are supposed to be 42 horses, sir. And now there seems to be 43.
Well, maybe one of them moved while you were counting. Maybe one of them got counted twice. Now, that would do it, wouldn't it, Corporal?
Well, yes, sir, that would, sir. Only... Well, sir, we've counted all the horses three times, sir, and we seem to have 43 horses. And what's more, sir...
Yes?
Well, sir, one of the horses, the strange new horse, he's hitched to a wagon, sir.
Hitched to a wagon?
Yes, sir. Quite a large wagon. Sir, I wouldn't bother you, sir, except we have no room in the stables for the wagon, and the horse is trying to get into an empty stall, and the wagon won't fit. And, well, sir, what'll I do, sir?
Sit down, Corporal. Now, you say a strange horse with a wagon attached is trying to get into an empty stall down in the army stables.
Yes, sir.
Where did he come from?
Well, sir, I don't know, sir. We have 42 horses, sir, and they were all in the parade this afternoon. And when they got back here to the fort and the riders got off, sir, we men who are in charge of the horses took them all back to the stable. And then we discovered him.
You mean he followed the other horses back here?
Yes, sir. He seems to have come back with them from the parade. And, sir, he doesn't want to go away.
Well, wasn't there anybody with him?
Well, the 42 horses that belong here were with him. And they seem to like him, sir. He's a friendly sort of horse. And he just won't go away.
Well, how did he get in the parade?
Doesn't anybody
know?
Well, sir, he must have pulled in right behind the horse troop, sir. And since no soldier ever looks around while on parade, nobody noticed him until we got here to the fort. Do you think someone will come for him, sir? His owner?
This wagon, is there any some sort of sign on it?
Well, sir, it's a heavy, big wagon without any signs on it. It has two big empty boxes in back, and that's all. Sir, won't the people who miss him come and get him?
Yeah. Why, Corporal, I should think so. Yes. Perhaps if we have the newspapers write an article about it, the people who own him will come and get him.
Well, sir, there's just one thing.
Yes, Corporal, what is it?
Well, sir, the horse seems to like it here, and... What if the people who own him can't come and take him away? What happens to the horse then?
Why, then, Corporal, I think we'll keep him. Yes. Yes, we'll just have to pretend that this horse has decided to join the army. Such a thing had never happened as long as I've been in the army. Now, this horse seemed to want to adopt us. The newspaper printed a small story about it, and we waited for the owner to appear. The next day, at 2 o'clock, the owner did appear with another man.
I'm Mr. Boodle, Colonel Johnson, and this is Mr. Crump.
Well, how do you do, gentlemen? Won't you sit down?
Why, thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Now, what can we do for you, Mr. Boodle?
Well, sir, you see, I'm the owner of a warehouse. And it seems that one of our horses has run away, sir, and he seems to be here at the fort.
Yes, here at the fort.
So that's your horse. We were hoping the owners would come for him.
Yes. Well, we were afraid that's what you were hoping, Colonel Johnson.
Yes, we were afraid, Colonel Johnson.
I'm sorry, I don't seem to understand. Don't you want the horse back? He seems to be a very fine horse.
Well, it's a long story, Colonel. You see, he's a very fine horse, and we bought him very cheaply.
Yes, very cheaply.
But we'd be glad to give him to you and the United States Army.
But if he's such a fine horse, why are you giving him away, Mr. Boodle?
Well, Colonel, Mr. Crump here can explain it better than I can. Mr. Crump is the... was the driver that drove Major Dan.
Major Dan?
That's his name, the horse.
Oh, Major Dan. Well, Mr. Crump, what's the matter with this horse? Is he ugly and mean, or is he sick, or what?
Well, sir, he has a beautiful disposition. Gentle, loving, kind, and tender. We all love him very much, and he loves us, too. Only he loves one thing better than people, Colonel.
He does? Food?
No, sir. Music.
Music?
Unfortunately, music.
It's very sad, but Major Dan loves music.
Well, I've heard of old-time fire horses that love to go to fires.
It's something like that. Yesterday, I was driving Major Dan back to the warehouse where we work with a couple of empty boxes in the wagon. We just made a delivery over on Canal Street, and he heard the music in the parade. And before I knew it, he dashed down the street and joined the parade right behind some of your soldiers, sir. I jumped off thinking maybe he'd gone mad or something, but he just wanted to march in the parade, sir.
He's had that same trouble before, sir. You see, we bought him from a milk company. They'd had an awful time. Why, the milkman who drove him told me...
And me?
...that he'd had an awful time with Major Dan.
Awful?
The milkman said to me...
Well, now, I'd be driving along delivering milk, see? From house to house, see? And the people would have their radios on. Well, it's morning, see? And the people want to know what time it is. And how cold it is. And they'd have their radios on, see? And this horse. Well, his name's Major Dan. He'd stop and listen to the music. I couldn't get him to go on to the next house, see? He's laughing about it, see?
Mr. Milkman, you say he likes music?
Loves it, see? I got so I'd have to get him out of the wagon and go back in the house and ask the people to please turn off the radio. Well, I couldn't get him to move on to the next house.
Never heard of such a thing.
Well, people want their milk in the morning, and what with all the stops... Why, Major Dan and I are still delivering milk at 6 o'clock at night.
Well.
I never knew people listened to the radio so much. Well, now I have an idea, see? Now, your factory is down here in the warehouse district where there's still just big buildings, see?
Mm-hmm.
No houses with radios, see?
Yeah.
You need a horse to deliver things, and Major Dan's a fine worker if there's not music around.
Well, there's no music in this part of town, none.
Well, then, as I see it, Major Dan's your horse for $12.50.
Well, that's cheap enough. Well, I'll ask Mr. Crump to use him.
This Mr. Crump, one more thing, this Crump. He doesn't whistle as he worked, does he?
No.
Well, he doesn't sing as he worked, does he?
No. Not that I can think of, milkman.
Oh, good. The Major will stand for an hour if somebody so much as whistles. Well, I guess, Major, this is your new boss. I sure hate to see you leave the milk business, but I guess it's too musical for you. You like it here, Major Dan. They're fine people, see? This is Mr. Boodle.
How do you do?
And there's a Major Crump, see, who'll be driving you, see. Now, you like it, Major, and they like you. And after a while, well, maybe you won't even mind there being no music.
And that's what the milkman told me the day that I bought Major Dan.
We didn't have a mite of trouble with the Major, except maybe when a newsboy was whistling on a corner or something like that.
But Colonel, Crump here and I... Well, we've been thinking ever since we read the notice in the paper about the Major joining the parade. We've been wondering if it might not be kinder to him...
if it might not be kinder to him if...
Kinder to him if what, gentlemen?
Well, there's a lot of music at a place like this, you know? Band music and bugles and everything.
And the Major loves music, so...
Well, we were just wondering if maybe the United States Army wouldn't like...
Yeah, if the United States Army wouldn't like...
To own the Major?
Well, yes. We were thinking of that.
Yes,
Pat. Gentlemen, what do you say we let the Major decide whether he wants to stay or not? If he does, why, we'll keep him. Now, come along. Drill is just about to begin on the drill field, and the band and the horses will be out. Now, come along, Mr. Boodle and Mr. Crump. We'll ask the Major what he wants to do.
Thank you.
is Major Dan.
Hi there, fella.
This is the Major, all right, all right. Doesn't look like he's missed us too much, does it, Crump?
No, Mr. Boodle. He looks fine. They've brushed his coat.
And the drill parade is just about to begin. Now we can stand right here and watch it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, and you too, Major. We want you to take a look at the Army life and see if you like it, fella. You can stay here. Mr. Boodle and Mr. Crump have agreed.
Yes. Just watch him now, Colonel Johnson. See his ears perk up.
Yes, oh, he's pawing with his right front foot. That's a sure sign, sir.
Yes, he seems to be keeping time to the music. Even his tail is waving to it.
Why, that horse is racing across the parade grounds after the band.
I knew it. He wants to follow the music.
Well, Colonel, what do you think?
Gentlemen, I'll tell you what I think. I think Major Dan has just joined the Army. And what's more, the Army is mighty pleased to have him.
I've been listening to the story play, The Horse Who Loved Music, written by Betty Gerling and produced by Duane Zimmerman. In the cast were Irv Fink as the Colonel, Don Stubbs as Boodle, Helen Hart as the Corporal, Roger Erickson as the Milkman, and Don Roy as Crump, all members of the University Radio Guild. Music was by D. Scheinblum. Our engineer was Larry Larson. The Minnesota School of the Air has just presented Old Tales and New, a program for the primary grade, broadcast by transcription at 11 o'clock each Monday morning and at 2:15 each Thursday afternoon. One week from today, we'll bring you the story play, Pierre the Remarkable Prairie Dog. Your announcer has been Don Selton.